This is Robert Pilot, and we are hosting the Matt McNeil Show, and I'm here with my lovely wife, Wendy Pilot, and also Hennepin County Sheriff Dave Hutch. And we're really excited to be here and pinch hit for Matt and his exciting show and all you listeners out there. First, I wanted to bring this up because all three of us were there, that we want to say hi to everybody that listens to the show that said hi to us at the Blue State Ball. What do you say, Sheriff?
There's a lot of people, so hello to everybody.
That's right.
I think your show is the biggest hit at the ball.
Shh, don't tell everyone. We don't want people jealous. Wendy, you had a lot of people say,
yeah,
come up and say hi to you.
Yeah, I love the Blue State Ball, and it was great for people to come up and appreciate and remember things that I talked to them about animals. So I was really excited about that. So.
First, yeah, and it's really exciting, too, because, like, my blood pressure is really flowing high because, you know, we had to drive out here, and the traffic's insane, and we're used to driving all slow on Saturday. We have a show, Native Roots Radio. I'm awake on Saturday at 1 p.m., 1 to 3, and we've really grown, and we've had Dave Hutch on before. He was Hennepin County Sheriff, and it was exciting. I think it's kind of apropos that you're here, and especially what's happened lately, too. This past Friday, and we can talk a little bit about that later. And also, Wendy's here, too, and I think it's really important that Wendy gets out her message, too, that she brings up on our show about our sacred animals. And so it's exciting to have us three here, and hopefully Uncle Curtis will come walking through that door.
Hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully. I invite him. Are you listening, Curtis? Come to the studio. So, Wendy, you know, Wendy, tell everybody what you do in your free time.
In my free time, yeah. I'm a Minnesota volunteer state council member for the Humane Society of the United States, and I work on animal issues at the state level. So just quickly, the organization, the Humane Society of the United States, is the big, giant national organization, and we do undercover investigations. We work for all kinds of animals, farmed animals, zoo animals, circus animals, all different kinds of animals. We do not, adopt cats and dogs out. But we do work with local shelters in the time of disaster, and we've had lots of hurricanes and tornadoes and lots of disasters. So in that case, the big, giant Humane Society of the United States will mobilize and go to these places and work with local shelters to get these animals to safety. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to make that clear. And what I really wanted to talk about today is that the Humane Society of the United States just recently did an undercover investigation, and they documented cruelty in a lab where 36 beagles are being used for testing. The Humane Society of the United States has an online petition, and they're asking people to sign this petition, and you could just Google DAO or Humane Society DAO petition, and you can go on and demand that these beagles be released from this lab.
And that'll be on Native Roots Radio, I'm Awake, where you can link it in, too.
Yeah, and you could like our Facebook page, Native Roots Radio, I'm Awake. We have a lot of good Facebook stuff going on there.
So, Wendy, where are these 36 dogs, and why are they being tested on?
Okay, so according to the Humane Society of the United States, the undercover investigators captured multiple studies, including a one-year pesticide test on these 36 beagles. They're contracted by Dow Agrosciences, and they are at a Michigan lab. And this cruel, unnecessary testing includes force feeding of pesticides to the dogs who are held in these barren cages. So the dogs are kept in the cages. They're just metal. They don't have a bed to lay in. They're all day, all night, and they're being tested on. There's no way out for these dogs. They're stuck there. And the dogs who don't die from the poison through the test are scheduled to be euthanized early in July. So we're trying to get these dogs out so that before they die, or rehabilitate them and get these dogs into happy homes.
Wendy, How many dogs are used in the toxicity test in the U.S.?
Well, you know what? According to the Humane Society of the United States, there is over 60,000 dogs used in toxicity tests and research every year in the United States.
So where do these dogs come from, and why the use of beagles.
Okay. So these dogs that are used for testing are often come from large USDA-licensed breeding facilities. So there's these big, giant breeding facilities that just pump out these beagle puppies, and as soon as the puppies can be weaned from their mother, they go to these testing facilities, and that's their life. They're born, they're bred, and they're put in these – it's almost like a puppy mill, right? Like
right.
how puppy mills work. And the beagles are known for their kind, loyal nature, right? They're very eager to please. They're easily manipulated. They don't really fight back. They're just a nice size dog, and these dogs really cooperate. The other thing that I was reading that really was – I found sad were the people who do the experiments on the dogs are encouraged to pet the dogs, talk to the dogs, you know, play a little bit with the dogs because they want the dogs to cooperate with them, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like – I think that these people really have like a blockage, you know?
Hey, Wendy, before I ask you how people can help, I would just want to remind everyone that this is the Matt McNeil Show. And so if anyone's on the station going, why are they talking about dogs on the Matt McNeil Show? We're also here with Sheriff Hutch, and, you know, we're going to take your calls at 952-946-6205.
Yeah.
That was easy for me to say, right?
Mm-hmm.
952-946-6205, and we can ask Hutch or Wendy. Don't ask me any questions, but you can ask those guys any questions you want in the next hour because we're all going to be here. So again, Wendy, how can people help?
You know, there's a few ways people can help. First, go online. Go to the Google, the US, HSUS DAO petition. You could find the petition right on the website there. You could sign it, and they also have the video of the undercover video, the undercover investigation. So if you're brave enough to watch that, I encourage it. I think when people really see what goes on, they're more inclined to sign petitions. And the second thing is don't buy products tested on animals, right?
Right.
There's that little leaping bunny that you can find on a lot of products, and it tells you that it is not tested on animals. Also, you can download an app. I have it on my phone. It's called Cruelty Cutter. All you have to do is scan the barcode of products, and it will tell you whether it's tested on animals or not. So you could use that. And also, you could support the Beagle Freedom Act. That's another organization. Right now, there's 7 states that if the animals are tested in a facility, the facility has to release the dogs if they're in good condition to shelters, and these dogs go to homes. But there's only 7 states in the United States who release dogs, and it's called the Beagle Freedom Law. And the states are Maryland, Minnesota, California, Nevada, Connecticut, New York, Massachusetts. So it's called the Rescue and Freedom Project, and we need 43 more states to do this.
Wow, that's great, Wendy. You know, I always – when Wendy does a regular spot on Native Roots Radio, and, you know, and she has a whole 12 minutes, and it's exciting because there's stuff that's being brought up that isn't being brought up on any other station in this state for sure. You know, and that's a whole nother story about progressive radio that everybody that's listening to this today, you know, support, please support, because, you know, back in 87, Reagan did the, you know, did the, he deregulated, radio stations. And, you know, at one time you could only own 3, and now it's only like 4 people own all the radio stations. So we want to support AM 950. And it's great that Native Roots Radio's on here and Mac McNeil's show's on here and all the other shows, the repartee. Did I say that right?
You got to close the repartee. Yes.
Okay,
yep, the repartee.
Awesome.
See, I said that better before the mic light was on, you know. Hey, so we got a quick thing, and this is David from New Hope, and he wants to talk to us about it. And we're open to everybody here except for me. I won't answer questions. Go ahead, David. You're on.
Thank you so much for taking my call. My comment actually is on the show before yours, Democracy Now!, where the lady was talking about Trump's chief of staff was on Fox News saying how Trump is not a white supremacist, and how many times does he have to say it before anybody will believe it? And my comment is, it doesn't matter. If everything said on Fox News is a lie to begin with, there is no point dealing with it. The only comment worth making about Fox News is there they go again.
Mm-hmm.
And she was going into a conversation about, well, what does he mean by white supremacy? And my answer is, I don't care what he means. It's Fox News. It doesn't matter.
Right. Well, thank you for that comment, David. I think it speaks for itself, and I think what we've had here with 45 and what's been happening with this past president here is that he said so many lies that he believes it, and his 35% of the people that follow him believe it too, and that's what you call as a cult. We have a cult going on right now in the presidency, and Tom talked about that, so I stole that from him. Hutch, you have any comment on that? I know you're a good guy here.
I'm decent. I just think, you know, people talk about, you know, the national politics, and it's not a lot of positivity going on. But, again, that's why we have to recreate local politics, and that's one of the reasons why I ran is because, you know, I'll never be president, and but I could make changes to sheriff level, city council, all this stuff. So people got to get involved, and I, you know, I appreciate David's comment, but you know, sometimes you got to take that energy and put it to good use, work for a good campaign, or run for yourself. And
right,
I think that's what we really got to do.
So we have the official announcement: Sheriff Hutch is not running in 2020 for president.
No,
no. We're going to get a couple, you know, terms of sheriff, and then we'll go like senator, state senator, and then. But in between that, he has to have a show on here too, because you know, we had Lunchtime with Bernie, you know, with all those years, and we also had Al Franken on these airlines. So, you know. You're up next, Hutch. It's just a matter of years. You got age on your side. You're a young guy here.
Well, I was talking to a friend of mine about doing a podcast, and maybe this would be a better fit and less often because I don't have a ton of time, as most people know. But, yeah, it's, you know, again, local politics is how we change things locally. So
I agree. So, hey. That's we're sitting in for the Matt McNeil show. This is Robert Pilot, Wendy Pilot, and Dave Pilot. No, Dave Hutchinson, Sheriff of Hennepin County. We'll be right back after.
You can adopt me if you want.
We'll go out to dinner and talk about it. We'll be right back after this short break. You're listening to AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota.
Tom Hartman here, letting you know how you can go solar with All Energy Solar, even way up north in Minnesota. Lots of people ask them, isn't Minnesota too cloudy for solar? No. The truth? For one thing, Minneapolis gets nearly as much sun each year as Houston, Texas. But it isn't just about how much sun you get. It's also about having access to great local incentive programs that make solar affordable. Learn what your options are to save with solar and visit allenergysolar.com today.
This is Ellie Krug from Ellie 2.0 Radio on Mondays from 7 to 8 a.m. Many listeners know that I founded Human Inspiration Works, LLC, which trains on human inclusivity and on how to be welcoming to diverse humans. Today, organizations of all sizes find that they need to train team members on diversity and inclusion. I can do that. Many say that my trainings change the way they see the world. I'd love to help make your organization more welcoming. For more information, go to humaninspirationworks.com. Thank you.
Hello, fellow AM 950 listeners. This is Jaja from Nightingale at 26 in Lindale. Come experience our delicious signature dishes and exciting rotation of inventive seasonal fare for my wife and chef, Carrie, and her team. Nightingale is the perfect place to gather for any occasion with our extensive wine, beer, and cocktail selection, along with our dedication to great service. We offer a full menu every day from 4 to 1 a.m., two award-winning daily happy hours, and weekend brunch at 10. More at nightingalempls.com.
Connections Radio Show is all about tapping into our hardwired hunger to connect. We examine meaningful connections to ourselves, our community, and the world around us. By opening the door to innovative insights by a wide variety of interesting guests, we'll make the connections to something bigger than ourselves. Join me, Lori Fitz, your host of Connections Radio Show, and together we'll make the connections. Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. on AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota.
Most of us try to be careful about how we eat and the safety of our food. At Total Dog Company, we believe in giving our dogs nutritious, safe food, too. We offer a variety of kibble, canned and frozen and dehydrated raw foods. We study ingredient lists of every food we sell, and we don't sell products that are primarily vegetable protein or that contain generic proteins, byproducts, fillers, or artificial preservatives. Find us in New Hope off of 169 at 9432 36th Avenue North and at TotalDogCompany.com.
Hey, welcome back. This is not Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. This is the Matt McNeil Show, and I'm here with Wendy Pilot and Sheriff, Hennepin County Sheriff Dave Hutchinson. And we're really excited to have Dave here. And thank you, Wendy, again for talking about our sacred animals and how they're important to us and shedding the light on what's happening.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it because I really think that most people like dogs. So
that's right. Hey,
I love dogs.
Right, me too. We're at 95.
You have a dog.
Two of them.
Two. That's right.
You guys are having your own show here. Hold on a second. We're here. Give us a call at 952-946-6205 and ask Wendy or the sheriff anything you'd like. I want to bring up Friday and then also what you felt compelled to do. Mr. Hutch,
sure.
Sheriff, I want to hear that.
Well, we all know about the tragedy in New Zealand. So that night I was watching the news, and then my chief deputy, Tracy Martin, texted me like, are you watching this garbage over there? And I was, and just depressing. So we came up with a plan along with one of my community outreach guys who's Smalley. Mm-hmm. So we went to all the, you know, as many mosques as we could in Minneapolis and a couple in the suburbs. So we went to about 20. Then we had two other teams that went to about 40. And there's a lot of mosques in Minneapolis and Hennepin County. And
I actually just Googled it, and I can't believe it. I'm scrolling.
There's tons of them.
Yeah.
But they're so grateful to have us, and they're just scared. And, mm-hmm. You know, I made the promise to them, like, you know, worry about doing your worshiping and praying to God or Allah. We'll do our best to keep you safe. So we had extra patrols out. But I think mostly it's just solidarity. Like, you know, I'm probably not practicing Catholic, but I'm Christian and Muslims and Jewish folks and everybody, even the people who aren't religious, deserve to be safe at their place of worship or wherever they choose to be. And we're going to do our best. And I think we're going to have a partnership with places of worship to come up with some training to what happens if, you know, an active shooter or how to be on lookout for suspicious people and just train them. And, again, that's just to make people more aware. And I think you got to take care of yourself, too. I think what the ability that we can offer them is some training. So hopefully that works.
Well, you know, that warms my heart because I think I just play through the story is that, hey, you know, we're here on an island, and the sheriff showed up and said, hey, we're all on the same island. And I think you know, it's Turtle Island, but we all, we're all in the same boat, and I really appreciate that. We have Jeff from Minneapolis who wants to chime in. Jeff, welcome to the
Matt
McNeil
Show. Hi, guys and ladies. Thank you for taking my call, longtime listener. I have two questions, and I'll make it brief and then get off the line and listen to the response. So first one's to Wendy. I have a white squirrel that has been visiting my home, and I want to know if that is considered sacred to the Native American. I am actually 100% Puerto Rico, and I found out through Ancestry.com that I actually have a lot of Taino Indian in me, which is the indigenous people of Puerto Rico, which I'm quite proud of.
Ooh.
And also my granddaughter, 3-year-old granddaughter, is from Lakota Ray tribe. Just a really beautiful, beautiful angel. And my second question is to Sheriff Hutchinson. I've actually voted for you.
Thank you.
I was turned off by our last sheriff, and I won't mention his name, when he sent our resources and our deputies to Standing Rock. And that really, really turned me off. And I would like to know if there's any programs that you plan on putting in place as the sheriff of Hennepin County to help the Native Americans, especially from last summer when we had so many that were camped out along the highway here in Hiawatha here in Minneapolis. Mm-hmm. And I'll get off the line.
Sure.
Congratulations. I'm very happy and proud that you are our sheriff. And I'll stand by and listen for the response. Thank you.
Thanks for calling in.
Thanks, Jeff.
All right, Jeff. So quickly, Native American people love animals, and I think what we want to say is all animals are sacred, whether it's a turtle or a squirrel, and that they should be left and live in peace and not harmed or hurt in any way intentionally. That doesn't mean that you have to go out and feed the squirrel. You know, if the squirrel gets stuck in your roof or is living in your house and you want him out, to bring in a humane way to get the squirrel out. So
is
specifically a white squirrel sacred? I think all squirrels are sacred, whether they're black, gray, or white.
And one of the things I just want to add, too, and this is a little off of what Wendy is saying, is that I know that people – that the difference between hunting for food and hunting
for trophy
is a big difference. And I think we have to remember that. The monk communities, like the native community, where they pray over their – kill if they are hunting, because they're thanking their creator for this gift, and they don't think of it lightly. So running around shooting squirrels or whatever is a bad thing. But you know, if you have purpose for it, I think that's one of the things that Native Americans do.
Speaking of the Hmong, I have a couple of good friends of mine, and they do a great job when they hunt. They do prayer on pretty much everything. That's a great culture. I can't say enough about them.
They're very similar to Native Americans, believe it or not. They do the same thing. Natives too do pray over their food and their kill.
And this is way off topic now, but you know, they originally came from China by the Yellow River, and then they got the boot, and they ended up in the mountains of Laos. So
yep.
They've had a tough going on, and there's some strong people, and locally they own businesses, and and a lot of them are cops too, very successful people.
University Avenue is like the new Hmong town.
It's great. I love
it. It's awesome, all those businesses.
But back to Jeff. Jeff, we're doing a bunch of stuff, not just solely for the Native community, but for everybody who's homeless. We're going to offer, you know, we're going to help Minneapolis find them stable housing. We're going to get people who get arrested for narcotics, especially opioids, and now meth's coming back. But we're going to offer them diversion programs to get treatment, mental health treatment as well. And we have a new thing I have to give a little plug for, is STOP. It's like a stop sign, but it's the acronym stands for Survival Through Overdose Prevention. And we're going to start putting that out there, where we want to get people educated before they, start doing narcotics. And if they do, we want to give them help. And we really want to make sure that we're preventing them from overdosing, so we want them to live, and we're also going to keep with the Narcan. But we're doing a bunch of stuff, because unfortunately the Native community has been hit hard with the opioid crisis, and now coming back into meth and heroin, and so we're working with them a lot. I have a few friends of mine helping me out, and then, you know, of course, Native Roots Radio. So we're going to do it for everybody, but they'll be a part of that. And again, diversion programs. We want to get people healthy. We don't want to throw them in the jail, send them out, they get rearrested. Let's get them healthy so they can get jobs or go to school and help their families. And we can go after people hurting people and real crime.
That's awesome. So, you know, I just got to say, everybody, this is Robert Pilot on the Matt McNeil Show, along with Wendy Pilot and Hennepin County Sheriff Dave Hutch. Please give us a call at 952-946-6205, and we'll be right back after these short messages. And support the sponsors. That's all I have to say. I think that's part of my thing, if anybody wants to ask me a question about that. We'll be right back.
Minnesota is the home of heroes. Prairie Farm Supply in Belle Plaine recognizes all of our local military members. A world of thanks to those who serve and their families for securing peace and prosperity for our country. Freedom rings because of your great sacrifice. Brave hearts who continue to lay down their lives to protect and defend ours. Prairie Farm Supply in Belle Plaine. We love our freedom, so we support our troops. We live in the land of the free. Thanks to the brave.
Hi, I'm Dr. Scott Chambaud from Chambaud Family Dentistry. We're the fear-free, get-you-out-of-pain-now dental office. We always offer a free exam and x-rays for new patients, because we believe you shouldn't have to pay to find out what's wrong with your teeth. Call today. We're open early and late and Saturdays to fit your schedule. As my daughter Rachel says,
if you don't see my dad, please see another dentist. Take care of your teeth because they're the only ones you get. Call 1-800-FIX-MY-TEETH or visit fixmyteeth.us.
I'm Rick Unger. You've heard the screamers. You've heard the shouters, the haters, the berators. Well, now it's time to listen to a real conversation, a rational conversation. Now it's time for the Rick Unger Show.
Listen to the Rick Unger Show every weekday from 5 to 7 p.m. on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. Stream at am950radio.com or search KTNF on the TuneIn app.
It's March, there's basketball, but the real madness is putting up with dirty, nasty carpeting. Time to call in your cleaning heroes at Zero Res. Get three rooms of carpeting cleaned for just $129. Call 952-ZERO-RES. That's 952-ZERO-RES. Or go to ZeroResMinnesota.com. That's ZeroResMinnesota.com. Don't forget to ask for the AM 950 special. Zero Res. Spell it backward or forward, it spells the same. Zero Res.
Crooner's Lounge and Supper Club is delighted to offer its spacious facilities for your private function. From weddings, retirement parties, business dinners, or any special occasion, Crooner's combines a dedicated full-service special events team, an award-winning chef, and a beautiful lakeside ambiance to make your event a resounding success. Visit croonersloungemn.com to learn more about their private dining options or call 763-571-9020 to get a quote for your next event today.
Hey, this is the Matt McNeil Show, and this is Robert Pilot, and that's the theme music to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, huh, Wendy?
Yeah, it sounds familiar.
I know, just got to make sure that I don't answer that or say that incorrectly.
Just thinking that. That might trip you up once, but so far been perfect.
No, and the show's halfway over. We have a two-hour show at 1 o'clock, 1 to 3 on AM 950 on Saturdays, so this is like a quick show for us. Hey, we're here with Hennepin County Sheriff Dave Hutchinson, and we're really happy to have Dave on. And I see Mary's on the line here, and she wants to talk about, well, let's hear what Mary wants to talk about. Welcome, Mary.
Hi. I just wanted to make some comments about the solidarity rally that happened Saturday at Darrell's Rock. I was just amazed at the pouring out of the different interfaith people in support of the shooting, and also a lot of people, they also thanked people for the neighborhood coming out for them when they had their bombing last year. Mm-hmm. And I was just amazed at there were rabbis there were ministers there were imams there, and everybody just came together to support the Muslim community. I saw Dave there, too.
Awesome.
Hello, Mary.
Hey, awesome. Hey, thanks for listening and supporting the Matt McNeil Show on AM 950, Mary. Hey, we have Steve on line 4. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, first of all, Robert, it's really nice to meet you at the ball.
Hey.
Old Curtis, that brother can talk. I can hear you. He kind of reminds me of my late father.
Oh.
And go Hutch. And lastly, I watched all the footage from the kids last Friday, and God, is that little Greta Thunberg cool?
Yeah, she's up for Nobel Peace Prize, I heard today driving in. So yeah, she's the real deal, and that'd be awesome if she wins and give the whole world a little message there. Hey, Steve, it was really good to meet you, and thank you so much for calling in. So, you know, it's just amazing. I don't know how you feel, Hutch, but I know you, when you started your journey's been going on for a long time, but the journey for Hennepin County Sheriff, you did the old, why doesn't somebody do something? Then I realized I was somebody kind of thing when it came, because we were looking for somebody to replace that Indian fighter that used to hold your job, and all of a sudden you appeared, and we had to get you on our show. And we'll back up a second. Barry Frantum was on our show, and he mentioned we needed to do that. And I'm going, yeah, you're right. Even though I live in Ramsey County, you're absolutely right. I saw the pictures of Hennepin County Sheriff's up at Standing Rock. So it was great to see and watch your journey from afar, too. And it's been Wendy and ours pleasure to watch that.
Yeah, you guys were the first one to have me on, my first radio debut. So I always have to thank you. And then secondly, that phone I was answering, that was my phone. I thought it was on silent. So sorry, everybody. But it's been a long, you know, almost 2 years now, because we did, you know, we did a lot of, you know, recon, I guess, trying to figure out stuff and who was going to run and who wasn't going to run. And it's, you know, it's been a long year, but it's been great. I love being the sheriff, and I, you know, love being out there meeting people, and even people who might not agree with me, I still like meeting them and learning that, you know, we're probably not that different if you look down, deep down at the core of stuff, where my job as a sheriff is to keep people safe. My job is to run the, you know, Minnesota's largest sheriff's office. We need different thought processes and different ideals, because everybody's different. And, you know, if we get all these people together, I have a very diverse organization, you know, both different male, female, different races, but also we have different political views in our office, and I think it's beneficial to everybody, because my job is to serve the people, and everybody's the same, basically.
I like the story when you first came on, and you said, you know, you're like the people's sheriff, and you went and visited some precincts and people that hadn't seen a sheriff, the head sheriff, in years.
Yeah. Well, that's my job is, as sheriff, my job is to look at the agency from, you know, the inside out. I'm like, talk to the commissioners, the media, the people of Hennepin County, most importantly. And then the operations is left to my chief deputy, Tracy, and majors. And my job is to really make sure that people are, A, getting what they're paying for in tax dollars. And B, I just want to make people know that, you know, we're here again. And at this Saturday's event, there was someone, a pretty prominent person, said to me, I don't want to mention his or her name, but they said something along the lines of, you know, hey, Hutch, you're really making people like or be excited about policing and public safety. And I thought, you know, it kind of hit me good, because, like, that's what I want to do, because we're not the bad guys and gals. We're here to help. And granted, we're not perfect by any means, and we'll never be perfect, but my job is to make sure we do a better job serving the people, so that people can go to school, go to work, live their lives, and without being scared. And that's what we're doing. And slowly but surely, we'll gain the people's trust back. And that's my objective.
Yeah, and it seems like you are. I mean, just to what you're doing and who you are. You know, this is the Matt McNeil Show, and we're with Hennepin County Sheriff Dave Hutchinson and Wendy Pilot. And, you know, I was looking at across the glass here, and I'm wondering if anybody, like the repartee, what would they ask Sheriff Hutch? Do you know, by any chance?
You know, I forgot the name of our caller who kind of stole our thunder right there, but I was interested in, what's going on, too, to help the homeless, because it's an issue that people think, well, the police, they're only around to harass homeless people. They're there to arrest them when they're out, you know, on the streets. But as you said, you have a much different approach. And, he kind of stole my thunder there on your question, but I'm really happy with the work you guys are doing.
Yeah, and I'll add to that, if you don't mind.
Absolutely.
I think a lot of that is, even before the, you know, the big press about what we're doing to help people, what it was called, is there's Minneapolis, there's suburb cops, there's St. Paul cops, that their sole job is to help the homeless. There's a lot more helping the homeless than there is harassing them. But we just got to do a better job of, because when we, the police, do bad things, everybody knows about it. It's all over social media, the media. So we got to talk about the good stuff we do, too. Because we do more good than we do bad. But we've helped homeless people for, you know, my 17 years of law enforcement. A partner of mine, Brett Frazier, who's a very, and he's a tough cop. People respect him. He does good police work. But he's the first guy I've ever met that carried a bunch of socks in his squad car. And I said, why do you have all these socks? He's like, if you're a homeless person, I bet you a pair of socks feels better than anything in the world. And I'm thinking to myself, yeah, you're right. Even when I go home and get new socks, it makes me feel good. And, you know, just things like that. Cost's been doing that for decades and decades, and we're just trying to do a little better job.
Yeah, and I think it's good to blow your own horn and your own whistle, because it's just it needs to be said, because all we hear is bad stuff and we see bad stuff, and it's like 0.1% of the police officers out there that are doing stuff that are
and good cops and good deputies, the we hate bad cops more than anybody, because they give us a bad name and they tarnish this badge that I'm wearing. That means a lot to me. It's my family history. It's, you know, so people forget about that.
Right. Do you want to introduce this next person that's on the phone, Hutch?
Uncle Curtis, come on in, buddy.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Very good. How are you?
Hey, man.
I'm awake.
Hey, I didn't know that my Triscuit Hutch was over there.
Well, now you do. You should have stopped by.
I know it, huh? Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. We're awake. How you
doing? Hey, we are awake. and you know, my Triscuit Hutch, he is one of the best sheriffs in the history of Hennepin County.
Oh, who?
Thank you very much, Curtis.
Well, Curtis.
Yeah, no, I didn't forget about it. I was up here on the side of my house. I have to, I didn't want to get wet in the basement, so I was moving snow away from the side of the house.
Oh, hoo. All right, so Curtis.
It's melting snowly.
Snowly. Hey, thanks for all you do. And Curtis is a regular on Native Ritz Radio. I'm awake, and we're on at 1 to 3. And he has an important section called What Does My Elder Think?
Hey, Trishka, and where's Wendy?
Right here, Curtis.
Hi, Trishka. How you doing?
How you doing, Dega? Miss you.
Yeah, I miss you, too. Hey, how's your mom doing?
She's doing better. Thanks for asking.
Okay, good. Yeah, so how long are you guys going to be on the show up there tonight?
It seems like about 15 more minutes.
Oh, okay. Anything you want me to talk about, Trishka?
No, it was just good to hear your voice, and thanks for listening to AM 950, The Matt McNeil Show. I'm awake.
Hey, Matt McNeil is a good man, and AM 950 is the progressive show, and we are progressive.
Pina Gigi for calling.
See you, buddy.
Hey, that was Uncle Curtis, and he does a whole section of What Does My Elder Think on Native Roots Radio, and he does a little prayer before our show, too, which is very important for us to get in the right mind. And I know, Hutch, you've been involved in that, and it's been a big thing to keep our show on the no fake news, you know, on the straight
Curtis
and narrow.
Yeah, Curtis does a wonderful prayer before our show, and he smudges us off with sage or cedar. I'm not really sure exactly what he uses, and he has kind of it in a shell
vessel,
like a shell, and then he uses a feather, an eagle feather that's over 100 years old. So
I know it's beautiful too. So you know, what did you think of Curtis when you first met him, Hutch?
I loved him.
Yeah, everybody does. He was
he has
very
a mohawk.
He's definitely something good. For sure, he's something. No, the first time I met him, I met him briefly, and then he came to a thing at the Eden Prairie Library with me, and maybe he was all fired up about something. So we're in the library, and so we're in the kind of a little closed room. So I just shut the door because he was, you know.
He was fired up at the person that you were running against or something. But. Hey, there's Mike from Minnetonka. Mike, do you have a question for Hutch or Wendy?
Well, just a comment, and both Robert and Wendy, I listen to you on Saturdays. I wish you were weekly. I would listen to you more if I can. But for Sheriff Hutch, I got an email, and I'm a Unitarian Universalist, and four of us came, and we came to the Solidarity event on Saturday, and I was so delighted to see Sheriff Hutch there. It was it really was heartwarming, because I did vote for him, and I think I said, hey, and when I walked by, I said, hey, I voted for you, and I shook his hand. But it's really heartwarming.
Much.
It is, Senator Sheriff Hutch. I really appreciate you.
Ooh,
being
Senator.
There.
That's I like that.
Well, Senator, you're right. Some of the tongue. But very supportive of you. That really makes a strong statement. And there was three other people from my church that attended. And that event was so fantastic. And
it was
thank
great.
You for being there.
Thanks.
So
thank
I just
you.
Want to say that's all, Basically, I want to say thanks, everybody.
Hey, thanks for giving us a shout out. We try to bring out Native issues and Native events, and keep the America's First People up in the forefront. And I really appreciate that compliment. And yeah, you know, just being out there, one thing I got to mention too. I'm a friend of yours on Twitter now, and I like your picture on Twitter.
Yeah, it's you and Uncle Curtis and at my swearing when you're all.
The regalia of dub. Yes. We had a regalia on for the swearing.
That's what I was waiting for you to say because I couldn't think of the words.
So no problem. That, you know, I'm having, you know, that's me on Saturday. That's why I have to have Wendy here. You know, she kind of runs me as a puppet with a string in the back because I can't say big words like regalia on Saturdays.
Well, we all need Wendy.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you should have heard last week's show. Yeah. Hey, this is the Matt McNeil Show, and we'll be right back after this weather report.
Seward Co-op, serving the community for nearly 45 years, invites you to shop their two convenient locations, both offering the strong commitment to local producers and healthy foods you've come to expect. Seward focuses on locally grown and raised products, fair trade, and environmental sustainability. Shop their selection of meats, artisan cheeses, and house-made baked goods. Find Seward at 2823 East Franklin Avenue or the Friendship Store on 38th Street and 3rd Avenue in Minneapolis. More at seward.coop.
Hi, Matt McNeil for Rudy Luther Toyota. Let me tell you about the best parts of buying a vehicle with Rudy Luther. First, their staff is wonderful, friendly, and always ready to help. Another is the Luther Advantage Card. With every new and used vehicle purchase, you'll get 3 years of 10 cents off per gallon of gas at Holiday Station stores, as well as discounted car washes. The Luther Advantage Card keeps you happy in your Rudy Luther vehicle. Find out more at Rudy Luther Toyota, 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
I'm Connie Burek, co-host of Awakened Living Infusion radio show. Join Michelle Kitzmiller and I as we focus on all aspects of health, wellness, spirituality, and growth from a mind-body-spirit-emotion perspective. On the Awakened Living radio show, we will discuss stress, self-care, fear, happiness, beliefs, communication, joy, pain, trauma, and more. Join us for the Awakened Living Infusion radio show Saturdays at 10 a.m. Let us share with you ways to infuse vitality into life.
Hi, I'm Scott Peterson with the Minnesota News Network, inviting you to join us for Minnesota Matters, a weekly program covering everything that matters in the North Star State. This week, the latest from the state capitol, good news for walleye anglers on Lake Mille Lacs, an in-depth look at gopher softball, and a commentary from Bill Werner on a push at the state capitol to fix daylight savings time. Tune us in right here or at MinnesotaNewsNetwork.com.
Saturday mornings at 5:30 and Sunday mornings at 6:30 on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Hey, Minnesota, it's Brad Friedman, host of The Bradcast. We'll expose all the latest schemes, frauds, and more weeknights at 7 on AM 950.
Being a dog is awesome, except when you really gotta go, but you're stuck inside. That's why I had my human call the Urban Dog. Daily walks, field trips, play groups, one-on-one time, safe off-leash play, and pet sitting. I love being an Urban Dog.
The Urban Dog works with your schedule and can create a plan that fits your needs. The Urban Dog. Exercise, explore, socialize. Let the journey begin. Call 651-231-6333. That's 651-231-6333. Woo, woo, woo.
Hey, welcome to the Matt McNeil Show, and I'm here with Hennepin County Sheriff Dave Hutchinson and Wendy Pilot and myself from Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. We're here sitting in for Matt, and I know we have the other shows coming up next real soon in the repartee, and I know we have a correspondent in the engineer room has a question.
Indeed, we had a caller who asked a question earlier, so I can't take his thunder, but he didn't want to go on air with us. But he is curious about what is your policy in Hennepin County on those high-speed chases? When do you guys decide you need to get back off? What's your whole policy on how you deal with high-speed police car chases?
Sure. I can speak in reference to the county policy. Each city and suburb in Hennepin County has their own policy. But our policy is, we give a lot of discretion to our sergeants and our we have lieutenants that are basically the watch commander. So if they, they'll talk about traffic speed, time of day, weather conditions, how many people are out But anytime there's a risk of, you know, someone from the general public getting hurt or dying, we cancel them. Because, you know, depending on what the crime is, if it's a stolen car, for instance, which is a felony, but my personal philosophy is it's a stolen car. Nine times out of ten, they end in crashes, and the person doesn't, doesn't get their car back anyways. But, you know, certain situations, if the person just shot and killed somebody or shot at the police or something severe, sometimes we have to get those people off the street, and we'll put a little more, you know, kind of we'll proceed a little more thoroughly just because we just can't let people who are violent out and about because we need to get them off the streets. But we got to exercise caution because we're responsible.
Who makes that call?
Right now it's the watch commander, the sergeants. The deputy reports speed, traffic, road conditions. So if it's, you know, 4 p.m. downtown Minneapolis, the sergeant's going to call it off right away.
Cool. Hey, so we got another call, which is exciting. We got a call from Doug. Doug, you're on the Matt McNeil Show via Native Roots Radio. Welcome.
Hey, I listened to your show as well. I think it's great. I wanted to ask Sheriff Dave what his opinion would be on deeper background checks for concealed carry permit holders, which I am one, and I support deeper background checks. And I'm uncomfortable with the open carry. I'd like to know what you think about those two.
Sure. The open carry, you know, that's been a debated issue forever, long before we've, you know, had permit to carry here in Minnesota.
What does open part mean?
Means you don't have to have it. In Minnesota, technically, you don't have to have it concealed.
Oh,
it could be out open. It just causes unneeded attention, and people who do it want the attention. But again, you know, it's within their right. But I, personal opinion is, you know, I'm a police officer a long time, now I'm the sheriff. And if I'm in plain clothes, I always have it concealed because people get alarmed sometimes. And also, you don't want to draw attention to yourself. I mean, you have a gun to protect yourself and people. It's not a toy or you know, make yourself look cool. It's a tool to protect human life. So I think that's important. But, you know, I think any time that we give – you know, that people have rights to permit to carry and firearms. We have to be very, very careful. But I think the Hennepin County Sheriff's Office that does all the backgrounds, the men and women who do those backgrounds do a very, very good and thorough job. They're mostly retired officers from different parts of the state and metro, and they do a very, very thorough job. So I'm pretty confident in their abilities with the current laws, but anytime I think we can improve, and I think if people have good ideas, we'll definitely be open to them as long as they're legal.
Yeah, that's cool. I had a friend, or I should say an acquaintance, and every time I got together with this group of people, he would have his gun out, and it's just like, why?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I think Wisconsin has that law too, so it was like aggravating, and, you know, someone asked him just not to bring it anymore, you know. It's just weird.
I can see how it could make people feel uncomfortable. Yeah.
But again, it's not a toy. It's a tool. It's a for being a police and people have it per permit to carry. It's a tool for life safety. It's not a fashion statement. So.
Right.
You know.
So I want to, like, you know, this is the Matt McNeil Show, and this is Wendy and Robert Pilot and Dave Hutchinson, a Hennepin County Sheriff. And I just wanted Wendy to have an opportunity to throw out the information about the Beagles one last time before we end the show here.
Yeah, so there's 36 Beagles kept in a Dow being tested pesticides and fungicides right now, and the Humane Society of the United States has a petition online that we'd really like encourage everyone to sign so we can get these beagles out and get them in good loving homes. So just please Google HSUS Dow petition, Mm-hmm. And let's get these dogs out of there and into loving homes.
And remember, adopt, don't shop when it comes to puppies. And
thank you.
Yeah, definitely. And we have adopted dogs, rescue dogs at our house, too. And they're the beautiful, most beautiful souls I've ever encountered. Hutch, you have a puppy. And what's
two
going
puppies.
Oh, two. And then what's going on? What do you see in the future here in the next couple weeks, couple months in the Hennepin County Sheriff's Office?
Well, my older dog was sick last week, kid. Some issues, but he's feeling better, thankfully, because I was depressed about it because I love a little guy.
Yeah.
But he's good to go.
And then you got another dog that recently, right, adopted another dog.
Yeah, it's a friend of mine had some issues, so he's unable to keep it. Mm-hmm. And instead of, doing something else with it, we were able to keep it. And
that's great.
He's a bulldog. He's really, really cute.
What's his name?
Rex.
What's your other dog's name?
Nike.
Yeah. I like people names. We got like
the shoe.
Right? We got people named dogs like Wanda and Gracie and
Emma.
It's
and
just
Lucy.
Like, oh my gosh. It's like, whatever happened to Rex? Come here, Rex.
Well, Rex, he's a Renaissance bulldog. I don't know if that's the right term, but they're basically bulldogs with a lot of size. They're past bred with mastiffs. So he's 8 months old. Ooh. He's fairly short. But he's about 85 pounds of solid muscle.
Oh my gosh.
Nicest dog in the world, but not very smart.
So I don't ever picture having a conversation with our last sheriff like this at all with our last Hennepin County sheriff. So it warms our heart that AM950, MN350, all the Native Roots Radio and all those groups had a small help of getting you elected sheriff and to keep you sheriff.
Bigger than small. I think it's a very large portion of our success was that.
And it sounds like a lot of people that listen to AM 950 voted for you, too, which is a great thing that we're all, rowing the same boat, the same direction. And good will prevail over evil. And I think that you prove it by being elected sheriff of Hennepin County.
Thank you very much. It's good. A lot of work, but it's well deserved for the people who helped me like you two. And we're getting it done. Employee morale is up.
Good.
Working with immigration, customer enforcement, we're changing the way we do that and doing a better job with mental health and the opioids. And
it's great. I bet you a lot more people want to become police officers now, too.
Yeah.
And we're hiring, too.
That's
we're hiring
great.
For dispatches, we're hiring for detention deputies and licensed deputies.
This is cool. This has been the Matt McNeil Show, and this we had Hennepin County Sheriff Dave Hutch, who graciously changed his schedule to come in and try host with us. And then Wendy Pilot here, and I've been Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio, and this has been the Matt McNeil Show. Up next, the repartee with the boys. We'll be right back, or they'll be right back.